Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie not in today. It's just Gibbons and I. What's up?
Dude.
Yeah?
Aaron Rodgers is dropping the big four-letter word. And I'm not talking about words we can't say on the air here.
Like hike?
No.
Or hot?
When it comes to him and his girl, Danica Patrick,
yeah,
he said in an interview, quote, "We're just two people who enjoy being around each other and love each other." He's dropping the L word.
Oh my God,
he loves her.
Oh my God, they're getting married.
Now he's like,
they're having babies next week.
He's really private with his, or really quiet with his private life normally. He
for the
doesn't
most
really
part,
speak out much about it.
For the most part, yes.
But dude, you want to hear some more quotes? He was in a magazine, Artful Living, with Michelle Tafoya, who's a football analyst, announcer.
Yeah. And Michelle Tafoya.
Quote, "We're really into each other. We're really attracted to each other." Now, you know, they've been going out for a while, but they're just now making it really out there in public in the last couple of months. More quotes from Aaron Rodgers in this article. "We really enjoy traveling. She went on a trip to India and Africa back in the spring, and we had a blast. We've taken some trips domestically that have been fun. She's a great travel partner because she's so laid back and low maintenance. And here's a little insight into Danica. She's a hell of a cook, so we just like staying in, too. She eats really healthy. She's inspired me in that way."
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you know this or not, Riggs. Her folks, her family, they're, I don't want to say this. I'm going to look around, make sure nobody's watching. They're Bears fans.
Okay? Oh, God, no.
So Michelle Tafoya asked Aaron, "What's up? Like, her family's Bears fans." And he said, "They can't come to games if they're cheering on the Bears." And they know that. No, can't. Cannot.
Oh, they can't. Good.
No.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
No, come on now. The Bears
leave
still
your,
suck.
Leave your Bears gear at home. Or sit in a different section. I wouldn't be around you and associate with that.
Dude, so now, like, I'm not going to say I had suspicions about their relationship or that I thought it was fake, but I didn't know it was this serious. I mean, he's never come out and said publicly, "I love her, we love each other,
well,
we're in love."
If I remember correctly, he said similar things about Olivia Munn when they were dating.
But that was the Hollywood version of
and
Aaron Rodgers.
And this isn't the Hollywood version of Aaron Rodgers?
No, he's got a local girl here, he's a local guy here. She's a race car driver, not a Hollywood star. I mean,
right.
Olivia Munn went from like a B to an A plus on the list when she got with Aaron Rodgers. Danica's already on that level. She has nothing to gain really from being in this relationship. Or I feel personally, Olivia Munn did.
What is your male assessment of the prognosis of this relationship? Do you see marriage, or do you see a long lasting relationship for a couple years that then fizzles out like any other relationship that he's had?
I see.
Or is this, he's in it for the long haul, you think?
I think he's in it for the long haul. I don't know that they'll get married because I don't think they're going to feel they need to. They're both very successful. They're both grown adults. They're in their late 30s.
A lot of people aren't getting married, too, these days. They're just living together and hanging out and having kids.
I was talking to a friend of mine who recently got engaged, and she asked me if it was a big deal for me. "Oh, you're moved in with your girlfriend. Are you going to get married?" And I said, "If I need a piece of paper to let you know that I love you and want to be with you for life, you're not really the one for me." Because it's just a piece of paper.
It really is.
So I would recommend to them, Aaron, because I know you're listening, Danica. I know you're listening. Stay together forever, but you don't need to get married.
No.
No.
No wedding bells.
Not this
Plus,
time.
It makes the split that much easier when it does happen, or if it does happen.
Exactly.
Right? You just go your separate ways. There's no paperwork. There's no lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
There's no bitter custody battles.
Ah.
Yeah, it makes it much easier. I would think so.
But they're in love, and he's telling everybody he's in love. He's in love, and he doesn't care who knows about it.
Good for you, Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning.
Have
good news to start the day. Always start the day with good news, Gibbons. What is your good news?
My good news, Riggs, is based on something you missed while you were out the last couple of days.
Okay, what did I miss?
I have a buddy back in New Jersey. He has lost like 200 pounds in keto, but that's doing the keto diet besides the point.
Yeah.
He was doing a construction job and using a table saw accidentally cut off two fingers.
What?
So my good news is, though, They were able to reattach the fingers. They've got blood flow to the fingers.
Okay.
He is going to get to keep his fingers.
Really?
Amazing. A miracle.
Where did they cut them off? Like at the knuckle or the tip?
Like below the mid knuckle on his first, his index and his middle finger.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
But the good news is he's going to get to keep those digits. It's going to be a long road to recovery, but it's looking good that he's going to keep them.
My good news is that tomorrow I get to host a flash mob for the first time in my life.
Get the hell out of here.
Yes, it's a zombie flash mob at Forest Home Cemetery for Keep Milwaukee Beautiful. There's like a thriller type dance everybody's going to be doing. And I get to live my dream of leading a flash mob of like zombie type dancers with Thriller. It's going to be amazing.
What time?
It's like 11 to 1, something like that.
Dude!
Forest Home Cemetery tomorrow. It's going to be amazing.
I'm writing this down.
I can't wait to check it out.
Seriously.
I've heard it's going to be amazing. It's supposed to be a very cool event.
That's badass.
And it's like cool for kids to be there. It's going to be kid-friendly, family-friendly. It's during the day. It's a non-spooky Halloween event, so it's going to be cool.
But they're going to do the Thriller dance.
It's going to be cool, yes.
That's cool.
That wasn't really a scary dance, was it?
No.
No, not really at all. So that's probably tomorrow, but I'm glad I get to finally lead a flash mob. I've always wanted to. So excited. Such good news.
Oh, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand. At 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Ah, it's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. Allie's out today, it's just Gibbons and I. We got more cash coming up this morning at 7:10. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Damn, we had a nice day yesterday.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's how fall should be every day.
Absolutely.
No more rain or anything like that. Might see rain tomorrow, though. So.
Yeah.
Kind of windy today. So, the Brewers, game 6 of the LCS is today.
Yes, it is.
It's tonight around. What time is the game tonight?
7:30.
7:30.
7:37 is the first pitch. We'll call it
7:30 just to be safe.
Yeah.
But now there's a feud going on, not only between the Brewers and the Dodgers, but between the buses of Milwaukee and the buses of Los Angeles.
This is the funniest beef maybe in the history of confrontation.
A transportation beef.
Yes.
Now, this started with the LA people, right?
Because Manny Machado, that scumbag piece of crap, kicked Jesus Aguilar's foot. Hurt his foot. Kicked it. He was a dirty player making a dirty play.
I remember that. I remember seeing Christian Yelich even said that was a dirty play. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it was a Metro Los Angeles, their transit company, tweeted out, "Hey, Dodgers fans going to Milwaukee for the series conclusion. Be careful stepping on those Brewers buses. We hear they're very delicate. Hashtag ouch, my tire got a boo-boo.
Hashtag LA determined.
Hashtag GTFO. Because we clap back, bro. Our crew, our October. Hashtag mic drop.
Yeah,
I added that one. The beef is real,
dude. Right back at him, right?
We don't play around. And today, we're tying that series up. And then we're going to win game 7.
We're playing for keeps.
And then it's World Series
next week, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Next week.
Yeah.
Jesus. Give me this hype,
man. I want Boston, dude. We're going to beat the Red Sox. I'm ready. We got the Red Sox coming up.
Did the Red Sox win?
Red Sox won, so it's going to be us when we win Game 7 and Game 6.
So the Red Sox beat Houston last night,
Houston last night.
Okay.
They're going to go
Whoever wins the World... the Brewers are going to play.
Brewers are going to win. Sox. We're going to beat the Red Sox in the World Series, and then we're getting a parade, baby! A parade! Yeah!
An October parade coming!
I'm excited.
That's right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi.
What up? Yo.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out today, not feeling well. It's just Gibbons and I. What happened to Rihanna? She turned down the Super Bowl now?
Rihanna has turned down the Super Bowl halftime show. Apparently, CBS reached out to her, really wanted her, and the NFL and CBS both reached out to her, really wanted her to be the performer for the halftime show. She said no. You know why?
Why?
She says she is standing, pun intended, with Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, kneeled.
So because of the whole kneeling controversy, she is turning it down. She's not going to do it.
All right.
She's with Cap.
Fair enough.
She just doesn't agree with it, and she's taking the higher road and taking leaving the money out of it because she's not going to get the money or the fame or the shine from the show, but she's going to be able to sleep well at night, keeping her moral compass.
Really approached her about it like that, and that's what she said, because that would be a kind of a ballsy move for the NFL to say, hey, we want you to do the Super Bowl, and you to go, no.
Right? I misspoke before. Maroon 5 is going to do the halftime show. We know that now. Jay-Z has also turned down the Super Bowl halftime show.
Really?
So it seems like they're trying to reach out to like the hip-hop, like that type of genre, and they're just like, bro, you're not giving our boy Colin Kaepernick a job. Yeah. Meanwhile, Beathard, like all these crappy quarterbacks are in the league, and a good, nice, athletic dude, Colin Kaepernick, can't get a job because he takes a stand.
But now are they going to give everybody crap for doing a Super Bowl halftime show, saying that they don't support Colin Kaepernick because they are doing it? Like, is our Maroon 5 terrible because they don't support Colin Kaepernick because they're doing the Super Bowl halftime show?
No, I just think Maroon 5 is very safe and cookie cutter, and no one's going to be offended by anything Maroon 5 says or does.
You do. You want someone very safe for the Super Bowl. Oh. Not too edgy, not going to show any nipples.
I mean, there's a rumor that maybe Cardi B might join Maroon 5, but we're going to cross that bridge when we get there, when that's all confirmed.
She might show a nipple.
What we know is that Rihanna will not be doing it.
No, she's not.
She's kneeling with Cap, and I agree.
All right, say. Rihanna will not be there. Nope.
That's right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Somebody put on their Facebook, they said, if you put peanut butter on one piece of bread and jelly on the other piece of bread and then put that together, you're a psychopath.
I completely 100%
Why?
Concur.
Why?
Dude.
That's exactly how I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Now, here's what I do. I take two pieces of bread,
yes.
Of course, and then I put the peanut butter on one piece using a knife, butter knife usually, a good hearty layer of peanut butter. And then on the other piece, I use a spoon to go and put a nice hefty portion of jelly. So I got two thick portions of each on both pieces, and I put it together, and it's delicious, and it squirts out the side, and it's awesome. That's how I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And why is that so wrong? And what is there any other way to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
You're even crazier and more lunatic-like than I thought.
Why do you say that, Gibbons?
Well, okay, first of all, because you use a spoon for your jelly. But where you go wrong initially is, here's the way to make a real peanut butter and jelly sandwich,
Okay, everybody has their way. What's your way, Gibbons?
You
What's the right way?
Two pieces of bread.
Okay.
You put peanut butter on one piece of bread.
Uh-huh.
You put peanut butter on the other piece of bread. You then use the knife that you're using for the peanut butter, dip it in the jelly. You put jelly in the middle, smear it all around in there. You put your two pieces together. Therefore, you've got peanut butter on both sides.
Uh-huh.
So the jelly won't bleed through the actual bread, which is what it will do if it's only on one side.
Okay.
And then, before you eat the sandwich, this is the greatest part about the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
You take that knife that has peanut butter residue, that has jelly residue, and you lick that up and down.
Yeah.
And then you eat your sandwich after you cut it into squares.
Okay, let me tell you where you went wrong.
Okay.
What about all that peanut butter that was on the knife that is now getting in the jelly? Now you've got peanut butter in the jelly. I understand that you're putting it together on the sandwich.
No.
Now in the jar of jelly, you have now put peanut butter in there. You've introduced a foreign item into the jelly.
No, Riggs, because I'm not a savage. When there's excess peanut butter, you scrape that off the top of the jar of peanut butter so that you only have a little thin layer of peanut butter.
Still have a little bit left that gets in there.
But it doesn't contaminate it.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It absolutely does. I can see it in the jelly. I see it when my wife does it because that's how my wife makes peanut butter and jelly. And it drives me bananas.
No,
it bananas, dude.
Well, you're going to eat peanut butter and jelly together anyway.
So what does it matter?
So what does it matter if there's, I don't know, a little dollop, a little speck?
Because it's not supposed to be hanging out there. It's supposed to be, you don't refrigerate peanut butter. You refrigerate the jelly.
If you buy, depending on the peanut butter, you do refrigerate it.
What do you mean?
If you buy all natural peanut butter, swear to God, it like comes all natural. You have to like stir it up. You have to refrigerate that.
Well, that's like the elitist Whole Foods kind. I don't buy that crap. We buy Skippy like normal human beings.
No. I buy Kroger brand like a normal human being. Give me the store brand. Come on. I don't got name brand money.
I was called a psychopath on Facebook because the way that I make my peanut butter and jelly sandwich is the two pieces of bread. I put the peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other piece of bread. And then I put the two pieces together.
Psycho.
And that's how I make the sandwich.
You
and people think
psycho.
It's insane.
It is insane, Riggs.
I don't know. You call it about it, 799-1037. People are barely passionate about this.
That if you put peanut butter on both pieces of bread, that's too much peanut butter on one sandwich.
Right? Way too much. Because that's what Gibbons, you were saying to do, is put peanut butter on both sides of the bread.
Yep, absolutely.
And then you put the jelly on one side.
Put the jelly in the middle, and then you put it together, and it's perfect. It doesn't bleed through, and it's delicious.
Yeah, right?
Put peanut butter on one slice.
No, because you're going to put the thick layer on one slice. Instead of the thick layer on one slice, two thin layers on both slices. One thin layer on each slice.
No, that's still too much because when you eat the sandwich, you got to have the jelly on the top side so it don't stick to the roof of your mouth while you're eating it.
Yeah, I'm with this guy here, Gibbons, because then you get stuck to the roof of your mouth. You're like a dog. He's like...
That's if you overdo it. Moderation, my friends. Moderation.
Yeah, I don't do moderation. There's no such thing. I have two speeds. Awesome and not awesome.
I also agree with the spoon in the jar of jelly, too, because you try using a knife for that, you can never get the right amount out.
See?
Dude, I'm getting
spoon to scoop the right amount out of
You got to use the spoon for the jelly. 100% all the time. Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate you listening.
Yeah, you have a good day.
You too.
Hold on, people are texting about this now.
Oh my god, and apparently Riggs, your way of PB&J is the right way and I'm an idiot.
Everyone else is doing it the wrong way.
Text at 71037. Riggs, your way of making peanut butter and jelly is the right way. Everyone else is doing it wrong.
See?
Another text. You cannot put a knife with peanut butter on it inside of the jelly container. That's gross.
Yes.
And
see?
Another one. This is why would you dip the same knife that you use to dip in the jelly jar? Riggs, I guess we are psychos. I make my PB&J the way you do.
Yes, I'm happy to be a psychopath with you.
So maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. Good morning, Kiss FM. Are you calling about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Yes, I am.
Oh, God. People are passionate about this. How do you make it? Peanut butter on one piece of bread, jelly on the other piece of bread, put it together. Is that so wrong?
Nope. Peanut butter one. Jelly on the other, put it together, and you have your sandwich. Why need extra peanut butter?
But what happens when the jelly bleeds through the bread, and then you got jelly on your fingers?
Jelly bleeds through the bread? No, it doesn't.
If you put jelly on that bread, the right amount of jelly, that ish will bleed through.
Well, that's why it's moderation, Given. It's all about moderation.
You just said bread, idiot.
Not if you use good bread, it doesn't bleed
That's
through.
True, yes. That's true.
Who uses good bread?
Hey, add some chocolate chips inside of it, too.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
That's a game changer right
Seriously.
There. Thanks for calling, dude.
Thank you.
We got Melissa's in Lamira. Melissa, how do you do the PB&J? Is it so wrong to put them on separate?
I'm with Gibbons on this one. You put the peanut butter on one side, and then you clean off the residue of the peanut butter on the other side of the bread, so you get peanut butter on both sides. The jelly doesn't leak through. You're cleaning your knife, so when you dip it in the jelly, it's clean, and then you put the jelly on the peanut butter side.
It's not clean, though. You just wiped it off on the bread. It's still got peanut butter
on it. No, she said clean it off. She said physically clean it off in the sink, right?
No, you clean it off on the bread.
Oh, that's what she's saying.
Okay.
Which is like a savage move because it's still on there, and then you get peanut butter in the jelly jar, and I don't like that.
You're thinking too much, Riggs. You're thinking too much.
I'm not thinking too much. I'm thinking like a normal human being. You guys are weird.
Oh. No, I'm with you, Gibbons.
All right.
All the way.
Fair enough, Melissa. Thanks for calling. Good morning, Taylor in Milwaukee. How do you do the peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah, so I use the fork, and I do the jelly. Sorry, not fork. I do a knife.
You use a fork?
What?
You took it to another level with a fork, man.
Seriously.
You do the jelly first, and then you wipe it on the other piece of bread so it doesn't contaminate the peanut butter.
Oh, okay. So you do it the opposite,
clean
but with
it on
a
the
fork,
bread.
Which is strange. I'm sorry. I've never heard anybody using a fork with peanut butter and jelly.
No.
That's an interesting twist, sir. Interesting twist.
No.
Everybody does it their own way. People are now agreeing with you on texting as well, the 71037.
Riggs is crazy. I'm with Gibbons. Peanut butter on both sides, jelly in the middle. That's the only way to do it.
Okay.
I'm with Gibbons. If jelly's bleeding through the bread, you're not eating it fast enough, which is kind of funny.
That is.
Peanut butter on both bread, Gibbons' way is the only way. Peanut butter on both sides of the bread with strawberry jelly in the middle with taco-flavored Doritos squeezed in between.
Taco-flavored Doritos? I have heard Doritos going on a peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, who would?
It's just for the crunch factor,
oh,
I think. People
so
like it for
weird.
The crunch.
Man.
Just for the crunch. Oh, my God. Sheboygan's calling about this.
What?
Good morning, Ricky.
Hey.
It's dudes, too.
Uh-huh.
Dudes are passionate about their PB&Js.
Damn right.
Chicks are like, I don't care.
Dude, so, all right. So, you know, he's shopping. Then you see the jars with the peanut butter and the jelly mix.
Oh, the goop.
Already.
What is that called? The gobs? The goobers?
Yeah,
it's called. It's got a name for it. I totally know what you mean. I can't do that. That's weird. That's too much for me. I don't like how it's processed together. What's it called again?
Goober.
Yeah, goober?
Right.
It is goober, yes.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of stuff you use? You use the goober stuff?
No, I just was thinking about it. Like, you guys made me think about it. So I was just like, it's already mixed. So, I mean, it's already proportioned.
I think I would just use a spoon and just mash it all together.
That sounds gross to me, the goober. Because I remember that, like, back in the 90s.
Processed goober. They made one batch in the 90s, Gibbons, and they're still using it today.
It's funny because
it's Smuckers.
True.
Thanks.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
So the Bucks home opener is tonight.
Yeah.
First regular season game at Fiserv Forum.
We get
to go check out Fiserv Forum for the first time tomorrow, Gibbons and I.
I'm so excited.
For the 21 Pilots concert. We were giving away tickets to all week long. Yeah, we get to go meet them and check out the new forum. It's going to
be
cool.
Be great.
But the Bucks, they're a home opener tonight. And I didn't know this, but American Transmission Company, they do this thing called Trees for Threes. So what? Every three-pointer that the Bucks make during the regular season, this company will donate a tree to their service area. So they're donating trees all over Milwaukee, which is kind of cool. They did 343 two seasons ago, 355 one season, so like 700 trees total have been planted so far.
Oh, dude.
So they're going to start doing it As of tonight, yes.
I have a little bit of a prediction. Is it for only for threes they make at home or threes all season long?
Threes they make at home.
Okay.
Yes.
I think we are going to double that number.
You think so?
Because, dude, it's elementary. Giannis gets the ball. Giannis drives to the hoop. Giannis finds an open guy for three. That guy makes the three.
Right.
And we're sitting pretty.
Yes.
And trees are everywhere. It's going to be beautiful.
So many trees.
Trees all over.
Trees. You got the Bucks playing tonight. You got the Brewers playing in game six. Uh-huh. Like a do or die situation. Brewers need to win their next two games, so they need as much support as possible.
Absolutely.
Go out, support the Brewers if you can make it to the game, or just yell at Miller Park when you're driving by. That works too. Just shout at the stadium. Hey, go Brewers!
Uh-huh. Riggs and Allie, rewind. And now, missed connections. From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Oh. Hi, girl. Hi. How's it going over there?
Great, how are you?
Good, I saw you at the haunted house, and I went to Craigslist and wrote missed connection about you.
Ooh.
This one, I think it's a male for a female. It says, posting this mostly out of peer pressure. At the Dark Side Haunted House. We know where that is.
Yeah.
Dark Side Haunted Attraction in Exonia. It says, to the girl working the night of Saturday the 13th in the Foxglove Nursery Haunt, when you suddenly popped around the corner to scare the group, our faces closely met, and we both stopped and gazed in each other's eyes for what seemed like an eternity. You broke character and whispered the F word ever so softly under your breath as I walked away. Facepalm.
Oh.
I never believed in the whole love at first sight spiel, but that night my heart sure melted a little bit. If we ever cross paths again, I promise I will not walk away a second time. You hear that, botanist lady? From the Dark Side Haunted Attraction? Go reach out to this guy.
Oh my God.
And never break character. Never break character.
Hell no.
I don't care if it's for love. You get love later. You stay in your botanist character when you're in the haunted house. Scare the crap out of me, lady.
Oh my God.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
And turn off mic. You should be laughing for these. You're allowed to be laughing and turn off mic. She's the only one allowed to laugh.
Okay.
Because today, and today, it's only Gibbons and I for
Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday.
That's right. They're dad jokes. They're bad jokes. If you laugh, you lose. No Allie today. It's just Gibbons and I. So.
You're going down, baby.
You think so?
I know so.
You are normally very bad at Dad Joke Friday because you giggle like a little schoolgirl anytime.
I know. Now I got to keep my game face on,
really,
though.
Really, the mention of a poop joke is the one thing that gets Gibbons going. I will tell you, I don't have any poop jokes today. I did not. I'm not going to go the cheap route. All right, Gibbons?
Do you have a theme this week? Because you are known to have a theme each week normally.
I don't really have a theme this week. I just have some from some listeners that I got on Facebook and some Scott Ebbing friends that I talked to yesterday that said, use these. These will for sure have you winning Dad Joke Friday. So,
okay.
I've got some ammo, bro.
All right, can I go first?
Yes, you can.
What were we going to say? Plus what?
Well, I'm a three-time champion right now.
Three-time
defending champion. Three. Three. I had three-peated with Dad Joke Friday, so bring it on. Let's go.
What is the best social media snack?
The best social media snack is what?
Instagram crackers. Instagram crackers? Come on!
I'm looking you right in the eyes trying not to laugh. You mother. All right.
Okay.
Did I tell you I rented a limousine for $300?
No.
Didn't even have a driver. I can't believe I spent all that money and nothing to show for it.
Good.
Yeah?
Good, but
play
not,
on words.
Not laugh worthy. Right. What did Tennessee?
What did Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The same thing Arkansas. About the states, huh?
That's like, why was 6 afraid of 7?
I don't know why.
Because 7, 8, 9.
I don't even want a fake laugh on that because I know you'll call me on it. I wanted the fake laugh. Actually, I wanted the real laugh because that's a childish joke that cracks me up on Dad Joke Friday!
Bad Joke Friday!
All right. No laughing.
All right.
Your turn. Go.
What did the car say to the banana?
What did the car say to the banana?
Why don't you just peel out?
Did you hack my banana jokes from last week?
No, but I saw one there that I had to take.
This one's from Crystal on Facebook. Who stole the soap from the bathtub?
Who stole the soap from the bathtub? I don't know.
The robber ducky. Robber.
Hi, Bert.
All right. Go ahead.
Why do ducks have tail feathers? Oh, I think we've done this one before.
Ducks? Oh, that's fine. Why do ducks have tail feathers?
To cover their butt quacks.
Ah,
damn.
It's not bad.
No, it's a classic.
How about this? It's a kind of a walker, all right?
Oh, boy.
A string goes into a bar, all right, mm-hmm. with his friends, and the bartender says, we don't serve strings here. So the string walks out of the bar.
Yeah?
And he ties himself in a knot, and he messes up his hair, and he walks back in, and he goes, wait a minute, aren't you the string that just came in here? And he goes, no, I'm afraid not.
Oh, that's a thinker. Funny, but I'm not laughing at it.
That was from my friend Joey yesterday. Thanks, Joey. It didn't work for Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday. All right.
You know, Riggs.
What, Gibbons?
My English teacher went to jail.
Yeah?
I wanted to marry my English teacher when she came out of jail, but apparently she can't end a sentence with a proposition. Come on! It's an English joke. It's a grammar joke. I'm selling the hell out of it. You know you want to laugh.
I really want to laugh at that one. Why did they kick the mushroom out of the party?
He
wasn't sure either. He was like, why? I'm a fun guy.
I actually have a shirt with a mushroom on it that says, hey, I'm a fun guy.
You?
You laughed at that.
Shut up.
That counts. That totally
Ooh,
counts.
Oh, no. Damn it, I laughed at your stupid shirt.
It's a literal shirt that I had. It wasn't even a joke. I was just letting you know I have a shirt with that joke on it, and you laughed.
I laughed at that?
Yes. Yes, you did. It's on tape. The death of the empire. The Riggs three-time winning streak is over. There is now a brand new winner
for
Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday.
All right, go get your Batman trophy. It's in the corner. It's all yours.
You can have it.
I guess I'll be happy with that this week.
Sweet victory.
I'm coming for you next week, though, man.
Oh, man. Bring the noise,
I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at myself now.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Time now for Hell to the Gnaw. You got something that made you say hell to the no? It's 799-1037. Like, our intern isn't allowed to eat because she's having an operation done later today. She's going to the doctor. And you're fasting. No water, no food or anything. I was hungry. Gibbons was hungry. So I said, let's make a pizza. Intern said, hell to the no. Sorry, intern off mic. We're hungry. We got to eat.
I'm glad you burnt it.
You were just reading a story about a guy that had a burger bronzed.
Yes, he has his burger from George Webb's when they gave away free burgers in 1987. He still has that burger.
What?
He
bronzed it?
Bronzed. And it hung on a plaque.
Ew.
It's a waste of a burger. That's food abuse right there.
Oh, my God.
It's a perfectly good burger that went to waste.
It's all
seriously.
Moldy underneath the bronze.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's green.
Oh. You know, somebody had to do the bronzing for that. Somebody that bronzes normal things was like, I'm going to bronze a burger.
Uh-huh.
Ridiculous. 799-1037, or you can always text us, 71037. Gibbons, you have a quick hell to the no?
It's when you get a knock on the door, and you're like, I wonder what this is.
Uh-huh.
And it's Amazon with packages, and you're like, I don't remember ordering anything from Amazon, and it's somebody else's stuff. So you call Amazon and go, hey, I got somebody else's package. They look the guy up, and your address is the only address they have in the system for this guy. Wasn't the last guy who used to live there. No idea who this person is.
No.
Just got two random packages, and I'm just like, hell no, dude.
Did you open it?
No, of course not. You can't do it. Riggs, not joking. That's like a federal crime. You can't open somebody else's mail or packages.
It came to your house, right?
But it's got somebody else's name on it.
Does it have your address on it?
Yes.
You live there now.
Might as well be yours. You're terrible, Riggs.
Might as well be yours.
I'm not lying, though. I really thought about opening it. I totally thought about it.
Did you shake it or rattle it around or anything? I'm so curious.
I'd open it.
Just looked at the name on it and said, this isn't us. What the hell? And then my girlfriend called.
You attempted. You called Amazon, and they said that it's supposed to go to you, so I think that you ordered it in your sleep under a different name.
They said they were sending somebody to get it yesterday, and when I left for work at 4 o'clock this morning, it was still there. Two packages.
Well,
if they're still there when I get home, I'm opening them.
You better.
Damn
you
right.
You had better. Yes, I don't care if you're committing a federal offense.
Whatever.
Take that, government. 799-1037 or just text us 71037. What's your hell to the no? It's when you're really excited to have a pizza in your new pizza oven in the office, and you make it and you burn it, and now the whole office smells like burnt pizza.
Yep.
Hell no.
Sorry, everybody else.
No.
My mishap is now your misfortune. When you get into the office today, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. It was me all along. 71037. We get text for Hell to the No.
Somebody is mad at their mother-in-law.
Why?
When your mother-in-law thinks you are in great deal financial ruin for having $5,000 in debt.
What? Hell to the No. To the No, 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 No. $5,000.
I mean, it's a lot to me, but on the grand scheme of things with debt, it's not a whole lot.
I know people with $30,000 and $40,000 of credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
More? Intro off mic says more.
Get on the microphone!
Riggs didn't have it on. He had it turned on.
I had it turned on.
Okay. No, not credit card debt, but student loans. You know?
Oh, yeah, student loans. Student loans in general are hell to the no.
Hey, Riggs.
Yes.
This one is dedicated to you because this is reason number 6,547 why you never want to have children.
Yes.
When you go in for your first ultrasound and find out that one baby is actually three.
Holy God!
She's having triplets, y'all! She's having triplets.
You know what's happening tomorrow? Dad's getting a vasectomy. Exactly what's happening. Hell to the no.
Oh.
Jesus.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, so Gibbons the Great walks into the studio. 11-3. What the hell happened when I left? How did he lose? When did he lose? Who did he lose to? Did he lose to Allie? Is that what happened?
There was bumbleclots in the room and there was tomfoolery. We won't deal with that sort of thing right now.
All right. Well, you're going to try to go after a kid again this morning, given the crates.
All right.
You're going to go after a mom and your daughter's... Your son's name is Will, right? So, Will.
We're going to have to change his name to Won't because he won't be stumping me this morning.
He's God. Gone, dude. Come on, kid.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a girl on your mind?
No.
Okay. Not a girl.
It's got to be. Think of all the men that you know in your brain.
Is this someone who really exists?
Yes.
Are you thinking of a character who's really famous only on YouTube?
No.
Could this be somebody whose age is more than 40 years?
No.
Maybe on your mind is someone who creates music?
No.
Is this a famous person?
Yes.
Maybe you're thinking of a character who plays a team sport?
Yes.
Is this a person playing in the National Football League?
No.
Do you have a basketball player on your mind?
No.
Maybe this is someone who plays soccer?
No.
Perhaps on your brain currently is a baseball player?
Yes.
Is this somebody who is linked with the color red?
No.
Could you be thinking of somebody associated with the city of New York?
No.
Is this somebody perhaps linked with Los Angeles, the city of angels?
No.
You got on your mind somebody who is known for being around the color orange?
No.
Maybe this is somebody connected to Chicago, the Windy City down there?
No.
Are you thinking of a dark-skinned person?
No.
Has a character on your mind currently ever played for Miami?
Yes.
Oh, me got it here. Let me clear up my crystal ball. When I say MV, you say P. MV.
P.
MV.
P.
Because you'll be thinking of the man who's soon going to be named the MVP, and that being one, Mr. Christian Yelich.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You go, girl.
Christian Yelich.
We love him.
If he hits another home run, it's just every time he hits one, it feels so much better. Because you're like, wow, that really is the MVP right there.
The
Screw
man,
everybody else.
The myth. The legend.
Yes. And hopefully he'll bring home a World Series for us. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed. Christian Yelich is who you were thinking of this morning. Thanks for playing Jennifer and Will.
Thank you.
You think you can stumble and play every morning around 8:20 with Gibbons the Great on Kiss FM?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
Panic has set in.
Panic has already been there, Gibbons.
No.
You are now living with a girl and two kids.
Yes.
So panic has been in for months, dude. Months.
Not even a panic at the disco. A real life panic here.
What the hell happened now?
I've never had to be the man of the house and do things that the man of the house has to do.
Okay, you've always just been the man of your own house with you and your doge.
Yeah, and even like when I was a kid, my mom would, she was a very strong, independent woman, so she would do like all the man stuff that like she would want a guy to do, right?
Right.
That included mowing the lawn.
Oh, God.
Because my mom always said it was like therapeutic for her. She loved mowing the lawn.
I hate mowing the lawn.
Well, I found out that a part of my lease at my new place is that we have to mow the lawn, right?
Yeah.
I've never mowed the lawn before in my life, Riggs. ever before.
You've never mowed a lawn in your life?
Never before in my life. So now, I obviously feel like I'm not a man because I don't know. I literally, hold on, I'm flustered. I'm honestly flustered.
Do you have a lawnmower, first of all? Is it a push one or a riding lawnmower?
No, it's a push lawnmower. There's not much real estate for me to mow or to have to mow, but there is a lawnmower in the garage. I don't know how it works. Oh. I don't know how it functions. I don't know what I'm going to do, Riggs, but I am freaking the heck out, dude.
It's so incredibly simple, Gibbons. Now, if you said you had a riding mower, I wouldn't be able to help you because those things can sometimes be tricky as far as like where the throttle is and you have to have it in neutral to start it a certain way. Riding mowers are crazy. Like, they're different. Mm-hmm. But a push mower, totally simple. There's really there's going to be like two steps probably. Pour in the gas and pull the little pull start thing. That's it.
Hold on. I did a little bit of researching and they don't run on straight gasoline. There's like a mix that you have to put in.
Oh, it's a mix.
I think so, dude. I Googled. Okay. I'm going to be 32 years old in like 2 weeks.
I know.
And I'm Googling how to run a lawnmower. How does a lawnmower work? Why didn't you call me?
I'm right down the road. Riggs, I'm literally 10 minutes from your house now. I will come and start the lawnmower for you. I'll show you how to do it.
I've called on you enough to come help with stupid adult stuff that I should have known.
I don't care. It's for great stuff on the radio. It's fine.
And I'm super embarrassed by it.
I really don't think that there's a mix for it. You could totally destroy the engine if you put a mix in there. Mixing the oil and the water is usually for the smaller engines, like the weed whackers and stuff like that. Okay. Or if you have like one of those blowers that they use, a leaf blower. Those usually are smaller engines that take the mix because you're mixing the oil and the gas together. It's usually like a 50-50 ratio.
Okay.
But a lawnmower, usually the oil and the gas are separate.
All I know about
Because it's like a car engine, but a much smaller version. There's two cycles and four cycle engines. So,
dude, the lawnmower is the color green, and that's all I know about the lawnmower.
There's not a plug in it, is there? It's not a plug in one, is it?
I have literally no idea what the hell you're talking about.
It could be an electric lawnmower, too, which could be a completely different story.
What the hell is an electric lawnmower?
It's a lawnmower that runs on electricity.
What, do you got to run a 65-foot extension cord out there?
Yes. Or there's some that have big lithium-ion batteries that you literally charge in your garage.
Oh, my God.
And then you can drive. Yeah, there's the very green-friendly people.
When my girlfriend told me this, 2 weeks ago, I was like, well, it's going to get cold out. The grass will die. I won't have to mow it. And the damn grass keeps growing. I need to mow the lawn, this weekend. It's got to happen. And I've been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off.
Right.
And now it's go time. I got to do it.
In the future, you will call me, call Uncle Riggs.
Okay.
I'll come over and help you out. I don't mind, no matter how many times. I'll FaceTime with you. I'll do it over the phone.
Okay.
It's literally so simple to do.
Okay.
Did you try just pulling the cord, yanking it? Did you try that at all?
Riggs, I don't know.
Did you even try it?
I don't know how to turn it on.
All you have to do is yank the cord. That's it. It will start like three or four pulls. Our intern is rolling her eyes. She probably knows how to do that.
I am I fail at man school. I'm so embarrassed.
You do. That's okay.
Man school, adult school.
I will take your man card for about a half an hour, okay?
Okay.
Half an hour. Then we're going to look up how to do this. I'll get you. Don't worry. Don't worry, God.
I'm trying not to, but I'm freaking out.
Man of the house, my ass.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, Allie's not in today. It's just Gibbons and I, and our intern is rolling her eyes every single waking moment.
She can't wait
for Allie to get back.
So,
boys time.
Whatever. We talked about last week or week before that JWoww is filing for divorce from her husband, Roger, right?
Yes.
Saying it's not going to work out. They're going to get a divorce. And he put a big Instagram post about how he wasn't done fighting for her. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Okay.
Uh-huh.
The other day, they were out on a carriage ride together. So we put that on his Instagram story.
A carriage ride?
Who does a carriage ride?
Okay. Like a horse-drawn carriage?
Yes. Rich ass people with money to blow do that sort of thing.
Yeah,
and people who hate horses because those poor horses. Anyway.
Well, they get to poop in a bag. That's amazing.
Favorite part about being a horse. All right, so Roger goes on Instagram on what would have been his 3-year anniversary to JWoww.
Okay.
With the caption, "This happened 3 years ago today. 8 years together total. 3,006 days together. Not one of them was a flawless day. Not one of them would I change. Happy anniversary, babe. Wedding video in my bio because I'm a corny traditionalist."
Wedding video in my bio?
Yeah, he's corny. He's going to put his wedding video in his bio because the only reason people know who Roger is because of JWoww.
Yeah.
Now, if you watched Jersey Shore last night, you've seen, well, if you're me, you've seen this coming for a long while.
Okay.
But last night on Jersey Shore, right, it was Pauly D and the Situation's birthday, right?
It's Jersey, yeah.
And they had a birthday celebration down in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the Jersey Shore, right?
Yeah.
And it was a different celebration because everybody was allowed to invite their spouses.
Yeah.
So you got Dina with her husband, Chris.
Yep.
You got the Situation with Lauren.
Okay.
Pauly D, he's single. He's by himself. Ronnie showed up, and apparently Jen's going to show up. His baby mama's going to show up. But no Roger from JWoww. JWoww showed up with Vinny and said her brother is her date because her, you know, brother's sister.
Yeah.
And this was when all this was, you know, this is before all of this divorce stuff happened.
Oh.
So the writing, I think, has been on the wall for a while now.
That makes sense now. But if you were watching out of order, you would be like, what? He's just posting all these nice things about JWoww.
Oh, wait a minute. This was before.
Roger's still trying to win her back. What? I don't think it's going to.
Who can blame him?
She's a catch. Of course, she's JWoww for the love of St. Peter.
Right?
But if he wasn't a D-bag in the first place, it wouldn't be an issue.
Fair enough.
You know? Come on, Roger.
Roger's still.
He's trying, but
he's trying to pull her back in.
JWoww will stand strong and say, I don't think so.
She will. Bruh. No, thank you. And you still have a JWoww poster in your room, right?
Yes, I do. You're damn right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Even when you moved in with the girl, still up there?
Come on, man. That's staying around.
That's on the ceiling?
You know.
I'm sure.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I am so glad this show's over.
Me too.
Good Lord.
God, get out of here. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. What did you learn on the show this morning? I learned something about Gibbons.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
Gibbons has never mowed a lawn in his life, nor does he know how to operate or even attempt to operate a lawnmower.
And
he looked at it like it was a foreign object, like it was from space. He was like, what is it? What? I was like, just pull the cord. Just yank the cord. That's all you got to do. I don't know where the cord is.
And then you talked about an electrical outlet. If there was a power source, I didn't know they had electric lawnmowers. What the hell?
They have electric everything. They got electric shavers.
They have
gas-powered shavers, too. Like, my grandpa had a diesel-powered shaver back in the day.
Are you pulling my leg?
I am pulling your leg. I made that whole thing up right there. Oh. What did you learn this morning, Gibbons?
I learned that Riggs doesn't know how to make a PB&J sandwich the right way. That's what I learned.
I know how to make one.
I
just don't know how to make it your way.
No. And the right way. Logical way.
Well, my way is I put the two pieces of bread down in front of me. I use the knife to spread the peanut butter on one side. And then I use a spoon to scoop out the jelly, put the jelly on the other piece of bread, put them together. That's how I do it. Which apparently is a psychopathic way to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Peanut butter on both sides. Some jelly in the middle, and it's beautiful.
Way too much peanut butter.
Just enough.
And you're the savage that puts the knife in the jelly jar.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you do that? That's cross-contaminating,
man. I have a little bit to lick out a little bit afterwards. It's like, okay, and the way you say it then, when you're making a batch of cookies and you create the batter, you can't have the cookie dough afterwards because you had all these other things you put together.
No, it's a mixture. You're making a mixture.
So is the peanut butter and jelly. It's going to be a little mixture on that knife and in my belly. That rhymed.
That did rhyme a little
bit. Damn right it did.
I don't agree with your point there, but okay.
Well, I don't agree with your life, so leave me alone. I don't know.
Fair enough. Good comeback.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.